Hello?
Congressman Ford, Mr. President.
Good morning, Mr. President.
Hi, Jerry.
How are you?
What's the matter with your opposite number?
He's nuts.
My God, I when I read the Star last night, and incidentally, I thought you made fine comment, but I said, Jesus, Key, right? Did you know that the FBI has not had a tap, not only on no congressman or no senator, but not even anybody that has ever, the moment they cross into that Capitol since 1924. Did you know that?
I didn't know that, but
Hoover's got the record. I mean, this is the most ridiculous damn thing. But the fellow is—he's on the sauce, isn't that it?
Well, I'm afraid that's right, Mr.
Or is he crazy? I mean,
he's either drinking too much or he's taking some pills that are upsetting him mentally. Last Thursday, when we were getting the program for this week, he was mumbling. He was almost incoherent. It was very embarrassing to Carl and to everybody who was on the floor.
We've got,
I hate to say this, but we've got to be awfully careful. What we tell him.
Well, that's the problem. One thing I called about you, I'm afraid that we'd better not. I was planning to have a meeting at 7 o'clock tomorrow night of the Big Five, but
right. How
the hell can I tell him? That's only 2 hours before, though. He can't do much damage. No, he'd probably go out and screw off on that. But I don't think I can ever tell him anything in confidence.
Well, I think you've got to be awfully careful. Anything that's classified.
I know. Well, everything, frankly, everything I say is classified because they go out and quote the president, and that becomes part of the record. Well, anyway, I don't know. Is this something that you could talk to Carl about in confidence and say, look, I mean, in other words, I never have any problem meeting with you and Carl.
Right.
But, God, I maybe that's the answer, that I'll meet with you and Carl, and damn it, I'm just not going to have this fellow down here because you can't have a nut, you know. You agree, he isn't ever going to leak anything, will he?
He's a man of high principle.
Well, all right, I'll leave it to you to talk to him, Jerry.
I'll talk to Carl,
and
then I'll call you back or talk to Clark.
Well, I tell you what you do. Why don't you... you can call me back, and if I'm not, I'm going to be doing some revenue sharing messages at around at about 11 to 12. But if you find that Carl feels that there's any doubt, then what we'll do is to just have you and Carl,
right,
and from the House, and just say we want only two from the House, and then I'll have only Mike and Scott from the Senate.
I think that's a proper dividing line.
After all, in a sense, it's sort of the speaker is a partisan.
That's right.
And it would be like having the president pro tem added in. You know, we used to add Dick Russell for reasons, but we don't add Eleanor.
No.
So I think if I could have you and Carl, I'd feel perfectly free to talk anytime. But I just to be that's what I really call you. But I don't feel I can talk in front of this fellow. I mean, I think he's just off his rocker.
Well, let me talk to Carl, and I'll put it quite frankly.
Tell him that we'd like to have you down at 7 o'clock tomorrow, and I'll give you a complete fill-in, because there is something in great confidence, and I am going to tell you, that may not develop.
Right.
But, you know, on the negotiating front.
Right.
But I just want to give you a little feel of it, you know.
Right. All right, I'll talk to Carl.
But I would never do it if Boggs were there.
Well, I don't think you could under the present circumstances.
I'd have no problem with Mike.
Oh, no.
Okay.
All right, I'll...
Fine, but I'm glad you... what do the other members think of his attack on Hoover? I mean, understand, we all know Hoover's old and so forth and so on, and good God, he's got to make up his own mind about the retirement thing. We know that. But on the other hand, gee, gods, you can't just damn the whole FBI for being Gestapo. That's just ridiculous.
Well, I was just shocked when he took the floor.
With the Democrats? Shocked some of them?
Well, they just sat there with their mouths open.
Yeah.
And so I just off the cuff got up and made the comments that I made because...
I wish some Democrat would get up, too.
It was right at the outset.
I see.
And there were very few members present.
Right.
And so the kind that would have spoken up, unfortunately, were not there.
Now, tell your, incidentally, our your little doves that are flying around in your coat over there to just pipe down, hold their horses, and wait till after they hear what I have to say.
Well, I gave them a couple of them a good lecture yesterday.
Well, the whole point is this. I mean, what the hell is it going to prove? I mean, we know there are probably 25 that'll sign something like that.
But
the main point is we got a hell of a lot more that won't. And you were, incidentally, very good on the morning show. I didn't see it, but I read the transcript. Boy, you poured it right to them.
Well,
keep kicking them in, you know where.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Mr. President. Thank you.